The Environmental Protection Agency is negotiating with ethanol plants across the nation to cut back on air pollution. Ethanol is a gasoline additive distilled from corn. In the past, it's received little environmental scrutiny, but testing at an ethanol plant in St. Paul, Minnesota, showed levels of pollutants far higher than expected. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Lozier reports.
The castle-like brick building of the old Schmitz Brewery towers over the surrounding houses on the flats of the Mississippi River. For generations, neighbors coexisted peacefully with the smell of beer making. But in April of the year 2000, the financially troubled brewery, now called the Minnesota Brewing Company, began making a new product, ethanol. Darren Wolfson lives five blocks away. He noticed the change in the air immediately.
The second they flipped the switch, it was like a smack in the face.
Emissions from the plant's 200-foot-tall stack soon began drifting into gardens of the stately homes in St. Paul's Crocus Hill neighborhood. Resident Andy Driscoll says he was flooded with the odor.
If you filled the air with the smell of rubbing alcohol mixed with burning corn, that probably comes closest for me.
Prodded by hundreds of complaints, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency began testing emissions from the plant. They found high levels of carbon monoxide, as well as what are known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. VOCs included formaldehyde and acetaldehyde, both of which are known to cause cancer in animals. The vast majority of the nation's ethanol plants are located in rural countryside outside small towns and cities. There, they have not generated anything like the outcry heard in St. Paul. But given the test results, the EPA began testing a sampling of those plants, too. They found problems just as severe. The EPA concluded that most, if not all, ethanol plants are emitting air pollutants at many times the rate allowed by their permits. The EPA's Midwest Regional Administrator, Tom Skinner, says the agency is now negotiating with the industry over emissions control technologies.
In the case of ethanol production facilities, the fix is relatively straightforward. There are devices called thermal oxidizers that, in essence, burn up the emissions on their way out of the plant. They're not inexpensive. The units range in the million-dollar range, but in terms of the overall facility, it's not an unreasonable expense, and it does solve the problem.
The negotiations come as the ethanol industry is poised for major expansion. The EPA sent a letter this spring to industry representatives from Minnesota and other Midwest states. The letter suggested rather than having the EPA go through traditional enforcement channels with each individual plant, the group negotiate as a whole to resolve the problem. The letter added, "We feel that this approach can give certainty to the industry by quickly addressing both state and federal concerns and resolving them on terms most favorable to the industry." Monty Shaw of the Renewable Fuels Association, the ethanol industry's national trade group, says thermal oxidizers are highly effective, but he says the plants are also considering other pollution control technologies which may be less expensive.
I think there are some plants across the country that will look at simply routing the dryer stack air through their boiler process.
In St. Paul, where Gopher State Ethanol installed a $1.2 million thermal oxidizer, results have been mixed. Again, neighborhood resident Darren Wolfson.
It seems to knock out some of the most noxious of the odors. I mean, there's no question that it's helped when it's on and working, but it doesn't help enough. There's other problems there.
Neighborhood residents continue to complain of odors and ill health effects. A report by the state health department found that the source of much of the remaining problem may be so-called fugitive emissions from vents and leaking pipes not affected by the oxidizer. The oxidizer broke down last month, compounding the neighborhood's problems and leading to a new flood of complaints. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier.